אנחנו קוראים בתלמוד
We're reading from the study of the Ten Sefirot, volume 3, page Taf Shin Pei Zayin, item 81. You can watch our lesson at kab.tv. Send us your questions. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson. Study of the Ten Sefirot, part 9, page Taf Shin Pei Zayin, the Zivugim of the Sefirot, item 81. And after we have explained who are those who are called a seal within a seal, and we have explained that these are Yesod and Malchut in Nukva, now we will explain what is the matter of these seals there. And we will start clarifying the first inner seal, which is the Yesod. Like there are walls and hinders in the city walls to close the opening of the wall, also in the wall of the female, which is the seal called Yesod, it has two doors and two hinders for the two doors, because every door has a hinder, as written above in the what the sages said, like there are doors, there are also doors in a woman, because these are the city doors, like there are doors in the city, and so on, he says. So are the doors in a woman. For it was said that he did not close the doors of my womb, and so on. So there are tzirim, hinders in a woman. For it was said that her hinders turned upside down in her. Meaning, a womb is not just a closed place, and it's not that it just opens up. Rather, there's a special mechanism which we have to take care of while the embryo is ripe and reaches its final form. Then there are two doors. A door comes from the word D, Dalet, like the letter Dalet in Hebrew, which, and then the door turns around with a tzir, with the hinder in the middle. So there are two doors, and every door has its own hinder, and this is how it opens up. And then the embryo comes out from the womb. Go on. Adam 82. And now we will explain the matter of one door and one hinder, and from there we will understand the other. It is known that during the zivug, the man plants the drop of Odem, the light of Chochmah, inside the Yesod of the Nekeva, and she receives it there, and she too plants the seed of red, which are man. Okay, that will come next. And everything remains there in her womb. And there, that drop is depicted during the rest of the conception. And then the doors open up, and the fetus is born and comes out. Well, we should describe it not the way we understand it in corporeality. Rather, we should give everything its spiritual meaning. What is Loven? It's the light of Chochmah. What is Odem? Red. It comes from the woman. What is the fetus that is depicted as a result and how it grows? Meaning where the depiction of the fetus comes from. Meaning that it overcomes over all those furies that he feels, how incapable he is or is capable of connecting himself with the Creator. And from these states where he grows, he reaches a state where all the situations he had to go through in oppositeness to the upper providence, the good and benevolent, he overcame them, he connected himself to the good and benevolent in all details, which are called the ninth months of pregnancy. And then he can reach an extra adhesion. And therefore he needs to be born, meaning to reach the next degree of adhesion. Then even greater disturbances will come his way, even greater confusions. And where is the none else besides him? There are thousands of reasons for why the Creator does not exist. Such doubts and such wisdoms comes his way, and also different situations, and he holds on with his teeth to the good and benevolent, to the none else beside him, through the center of the group, and thus he advances. So every step of the conception is harder, but the difference between the stage of Ibur and the stage of Yenika is the birth itself, where there are also a sequence of situations which are very complicated. So he says the following. And now we shall explain. This is what we just read, didn't we? And now we shall explain the matter of the first door and the first hinder, and from there we will also understand the second door and the second hinder. It is known that during the zivug, the man implants the drop of redness inside the yesod of the woman, and she receives there that drop of whiteness, meaning the light of Chochmah is revealed, and she also implants the drop of redness, which are man. What is man? Who remembers? What is man? Who can say? I think you're saying the right thing. Yeah, you. Galgalta einaim of the low one, which rise to the upper one. Write it down. Man is the deficiency of the low one which rises to the upper one. This is Galgalta name of the low one which are inside the Achap of the upper one. This is called Man. And everything remains there in her womb, which is her Achap. From above, as we learn, the woman is a transition, right? As Bina, from above comes the light. The light of Chochmah, and from below comes the deficiency, man, from the low ones. And everything stays there in her man. And there she, that drop is depicted during the rest of the conception. And then the doors open up, and the fetus is born and comes out. 53. And the woman has to have the discernment of Dlatot in order to close them and to detain the fetus there inside from not coming outside until he will complete his depiction in the suitable form of the fetus, meaning that all the desires which are revealed in him, he needs to scrutinize them. He needs to ask for their correction to justify the Creator in everything that happens to him. And this is all done through the group. See how much the matter of Arvut has to grow and take new forms, because this is a mutual clique between everyone. There is no less than a group of 10. And she also needs to have the depicting force which forms the form of the fetus. We spoke about the depicting force and the detaining force, meaning there has to be two forces, one force supporting the fetus from not falling down, and the other force which stabilizes or creates the fetus. 84. It is known, as mentioned in the book of Yetzirah, that the letters are like stones. As written, there are three stones which build six homes. That is clear. According to the combinatorics, who studied mathematics? So from three stones, we have six homes. Because every building, the body of the fetus, is made only by 22 letters of the alphabet. And there is the escape, is the seir that you put in the door of the fetus. You read, I can't. 84. Or should we read 85?
Read it again, please.
84. It is known, as mentioned in the book of Yetzirah, creation, that the letters are like stones. As written there, three stones build six homes. Because every building, the body of the fetus, is made only by 22 letters of the alphabet. And they are the seor of the dough of the fetus. 85. And in the male, there are 22 letters. And they're all registered and are imprinted in his Yesod, as written in the Zohar, in the verse, and he laid in that place, and there are 22 letters in that place. And when the drop comes out of there, it comes out included from 22 letters of Yesod of the male, and also the 22 letters in the Nukva are registered and are imprinted in her Yesod. And when the drop of the male penetrates there, it is detained there and is depicted in the force of these 22 letters.
Yes.
86. And from these 22 letters in Yesod of Nukva, one dalet is made, and one hinder. And this is one letter, Daled, that has the same tip of the Yud, like in the Achoraim, in the poser of the Daled, between the two lines and Vavs, like the hinder of the letter Daled. And the Yud between the two Vavs is the hinder, Tzir, and the two Vavs are the door. And the connection of all is one door, which are in Gematria 22, which are one Yud and two Vavs, as mentioned. Therefore, the 22 letters in Yesod are depicted in the form of one door and its hinder, which is the Yud in the middle of the two Vavs. And over that Vav, which is like a hinder, the two Vavs spin around it, which are the Bechina of the Delet, door.
In general, at least, we'll read about where are we headed, what are we entering, because we have to get into the conception.
87.
Think about it, that this is what we have to get into. The more we yearn to know what we're studying about, accordingly we evoke the reforming light.
And now we will explain the reason why it is called Tzir, a hinder. And the thing is that Tzir in Gematria is Shin, 300 of Shaddai,
300,
which is the Yesod of the Nekeva, called Shaddai. And in that Shin, it has three lines, three Vavs, which are the Bechina of Chagat, which are registered in Yesod, and they were drawn to her from the upper father's Chagat, which are three Vavs, as written, well dug by ministers, and so on, which is the Bechina of the Yesod of Nukva, which raises man. And this is the well of Miriam, for it was said about her, Ali Be'er Anula. For that Yesod is not conspicuous as the Yesod of the Zachar. It sinks in the well like a well that raises water from below upward. And he explained this matter here and said that the Yesod and that well was dug by ministers, by the generous of the people, which are the fathers of the nation, who are called generous. And these are Chagat, which engraved their seal, which is Chagat of Yesod. And this is the Shin of Shaddai. 88.
Meaning that the Shin are the three lines of the Yesod of the Zeranpin, which form the letter Shin. Shin is the Yesod. And these three lines are all Nal Chagat, which are the Avot, the forefathers. Okay, still doesn't say a lot, but we're hearing. These are the things that we have to gradually discover.
88. As written, and Shaddai was in your conceptions.
You should read it correctly, punctuated. Tzirech.
Because the name Shaddai became from the hinges of the Yesod, which are in Gematria, Shin of Shaddai, 300 of Shaddai. And that Shin, which is the hinger, extends from the letters of the upper Yudaled, which are Chagat, a big hand, a strong, firm hand, a mighty hand. And this is Shaddai, Shin Yud Daled.
Meaning that big, strong, and mighty hand is Chesed Gvurat Tiferet, probably because earlier he said that it's Chagat, so Chesed is the big hand, the strong hand is probably Gvurah, and the mighty hand is Tiferet.
And this is the meaning of what the sages have said, Yitzchak, and understand as written, a temple of the Creator was made by your hands, meaning to say that the upper hands, which are the three fathers,
Chagat,
they established the temple of Adni,
Malchut,
which is the female. And it is known that Sion, which is Yesod, is called the Holy of Holies.
Okay, Sion is Yesod, and with respect to the Nukva, it's called the Holy of Holies because that's where the Nukva is getting all of its nourishment from. Okay, for the time being, this is for your general knowledge. Not even knowledge, but for your general impression. Okay, so let's get back to the Or Pnimi, according to the recommendation of... Where is it?
Adam 82, Inner Light, Tafshin Pei Zayin. Adam 82, Inner Light, one door and one hinger, and from there we will understand the second.
Second door with the hinge.
In order to explain the hinge and the first door, which he receives from Zer Anpin, and the second, which he receives from Ima, during the separation, from them the sealed mem was made in order to protect the fetus and the pictiv. Now we need to explain the order of the gadlut of every partzuf from the time of its conception until the end of its growth.
We have to make sure that the group will get this form. It's a womb with the two doors and everything that has to be there in order for us to grow. Yes.
And it was already well explained that rule that there is no ascent of man understood unless through three parts of him, because the man of every low one has to rise for two times. One, during while their upper one rises himself for man as Ibur, the second Ibur, to its upper, to receive Mochin of Gadlut, where Achap of the upper one rise with them the Galgal Tainaim of the lower one when they rise to the upper's upper, Ali Elyon. And then Galgalta and I'm of the low one are placed there without a depiction. However, later on, when the upper one comes down with the mochin of his gedlut down to his place, then he performs a zivug and corrects the galgalta einayim of the low one and depicts them. At first, in the first ibur, the nefesh, and then in yenika, in the bechina of ruach.
We depicted this, we drew this many times, the lower, the upper, and the upper upper, meaning that the Galgalta and Anayim of the lower here, it's called the Man, Aleph Bet, doesn't matter. And then here, you have a deficiency. The deficiency actually comes, it actually comes from the lower. And when it raises to the upper, there is equivalence here, Galgalta and the Naim of the lower with the Achap of the upper. And then this upper, this is the upper, this is the lower. And this is the upper upper. And then he raises himself to the upper as well with his man. This is already man number two. Man number two equals man number one plus another man. Right? Because Man 2, Man 2 asks for the strength, and it's according to what the lower asks. That's Man number 1 plus the force to beget, to give birth to it. And then he gets here in the upper the source of the light. And this is how it goes. This is called the smaller brother. And this is called the elder. The smaller brother and the older brother.
זהו. אז שני אחים והבחור נוטל פי שתיים.
So it's two brothers and the older takes twice as much.
Line to the Ali Elyon, second column, where the Achap of the upper one raised with them the Galgalta Einayim of the lower one. When they rise to the upper's upper, then Galgalta Einayim of the low one are placed there without a depiction. However, later on, when the upper one goes down with the mochin of his upper one down to his place, then he performs a zivug and corrects the Galgalta Einayim of the low one and depicts them. At first, in the first ibur, the nefesh, and then in yenika, the Bechina of Ruach. And when the low one has Ruach and Nefesh, then it is completed in a way that it can raise man by itself to his upper one to attain the Mochin of his Gadlut. And then, once again, he too raises the man of his low one with him, at first without a depiction. And when he comes down to his place, he depicts them in Ibur and Yenika, in the same manner. And now we shall start explaining from the rising of man of Zer Anpin to Abba Ve'ima in the meaning of the second Ibur de Mochin. According to the above, it turns out that he already has the first Bechina of the Masach. Then he has the lights of Nefesh Ruach in the Kelim of Keter and Chochmah. And therefore, he is worthy of rising man to his upper one to receive Mochin of Gadlut.
Because he already has the Katnut, the Galgalta Enayim, Keter Chochman, and the Kelim of Ruach Deorot.
And you need to know that the low one does not rise man even when he has Ruach Nefesh, unless he receives an illumination for that from the upper one first.
Where will he get the deficiency for more? It's only the light that shakes the vessels. Therefore, they have to appear on him, shake him up, and then he'll want more. He'll want to reach more, because he nullifies himself till the degree of Bina. You have to understand, he has Katnut. Now, where will the need, the stimulation to be grown up come from? Because when he's small, he's already cleaved on to the upper to some extent. To every time awaken the deficiency for the work, for adhesion, more adhesion, this is something we can't do. It's against our nature. It's as if I evoke problems on myself. Go on.
And that illumination is sometimes called Mochin Devak, or the Bechina of Neshama Chaya Yechida of Yenika, where the illumination of that Gadlut, adulthood, is regarded only as Gadlut Devak, meaning the Gadlut of the Kelim themselves, meaning that he raises Achap of the Kelim to their degree as in the beginning, and then the Gadlut of Kelim makes him raise man to receive the lights which belong to them. And these two are called Bi'a Kadma'a, which corrects the Bechina of Kli, which raises man of the lower one.
Meaning that there is Gadlut that comes to the upper prepares himself to beget the lower and pass the lights for correction onto him.
Rather, the Gadlut, the adulthood of Vak, makes in him only the Bechina of Kli, meaning that they raise for him only a Achap of Kelim, which are the Bechina of Kli, which raises man. Since Galgalta and Naim of the Low One are cleaved to those Kelim.
And then the Achap of the Upper is ready for the whole conception of the upper and the lower.
And in the ascent is a second Ibur to man, to the upper one, he attains the Bechina of Rucha, where inside that Kli he raises man, which he raised there. And this is the meaning of Rucha Deshavak Babala in the first coming, as written. However, the man of the lower one, which are cleaved there to the Achap of the upper one, which rose to man in that second Ibur, they have no depiction yet. And you already know that the lower one of Zeranpin is the Nukva, the female. Rather, after Zeranpin comes down to his place with the Mochin of his Gadlut, then he begins to depict the man of the Nukva, meaning the Bechinot of her Galgalta in the Naim.
And this is how these stages of the three Pultzufim come to an end, of the lower, upper, and upper. And let's move on to the next part.
And let's sing a song together first.
יש בו שתי קומנות למי שמעוניין את הבורא לראות בקומה הראשונה נמצאים החברים ואילו בשנייה את השלם מוצאים בדרך לבורא אומרים מקובלים לא
לברר למצוא את העליון כי שם הוא מסתתר תדאג לחברים אז שזאת בשמחה כי רק בין האחים נמצאת אהבה בדרך לבורא אומרים מקובלים לבטח תגלה שאהבת אחים נא את הרצון לישון ולברר יש בו שתי קומות למי שמעוניין את הבורא לראות